यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा मनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सच्री श्रृंखला भक्ति विधान गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सच्री श्रृंखला भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विभूति फाउंडाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की नामाचार्य श्री अद्वैत ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव श्री गौर भक्तविंद की श्री श्री गौर राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय श्री श्री यमुनामयी गंगमयी की श्री श्री तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय श्री श्री सांबेद भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड बाय स्प्रेडिंग होली नेम ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत की जय श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीला प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो यमयम् उदीर्ये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भक्ति निष्ठ की बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अंटू द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अंटू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बींग अंटू मदर सरस्वती दी गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग अंटू शिला व्यासदेव दी आथर अंटू शिला प्रभुपाद our loving spiritual master. Om Ajnanati Vrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार ने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देवताल जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। टुगेदर एवरीवन लाउडर, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 22 डिस्क्रिप्शन of the Varnashram system. This is the chapter. So please repeat after me. Dvityam, second. Prapya, achieving. Anupurvayat, by the gradual process of purificatory ceremonies. Janma, birth. Upanayanam, Gayatri initiation. Dvaja, a twice born member of society. Vasan, residing. Gurukule, in the ashram of the spiritual master. Danta, self-control. Brahma, the Vedic literatures. Aditya, should study. Cha, and also understand. Ahuta, being summoned by the spiritual master. Dvityam prapyanu purvayaj janmopanayanam dvijaj. Vasan guru kule danto brahma diyaita chahuta. Dvityam prapyanu purvayaj janmano panayanam dvijan vasan guru kule dantam kule dantam brahma diyad chahuta. Ladies, translation. Now everybody can repeat, please. The twice born member of society, achieves second birth through the sequence of purificatory ceremonies, culminating in Gayatri initiation, being summoned by the spiritual master. He should reside within the Guru's ashram and with a self-controlled mind study the Vedic literatures. Purport. The term Dvija are twice born here indicates the three superior classes, namely Brahmins, Kshatriya and Vaishyas, who all receives the Gayatri mantra, which signifies their second birth through spiritual initiation. One's first birth is biological or seminal, does not necessarily indicate that one is intelligent or enlightened. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome. So, here, in the purport it is mentioned, that birth, biological or seminal birth, does not necessarily indicate that one is intelligent. One can only prove himself to be intelligent when he is initiated into Gayatri mantra, given the Brahman thread. Three castes, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. Not Shudra, three. Brahman, Kshatri and Vaishya. They can have the Gayatri mantra. A young Brahman boy, if qualified, may be initiated with Gayatri mantra at the age of 12, and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas a few years later. In order to become enlightened with spiritual knowledge, the boy resides within the Gurukul or ashram of the spiritual master. Elsewhere in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanti Guruhitam. Brahmachari will stay in the Gurukul ashram, the ashram of a guru, for the service of the spiritual master, for the service of Vasandanti Guruhitam. So, this is our Vedic culture. When Macaulay, he's called Lord Macaulay, I don't call him Lord. Macaulay, he came to India. He traveled India widely and he gave the report in the British Parliament. He said, I have studied, I have traveled length and breadth of the India. What I found, there is no thief, no beggar. I think this was in 1853. If we want to rule India, then we have to break their backbone. Their backbone is a Gurukul system, education system, and cow protection. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that these Britishers damaged the Vedic culture more than the Muslims ruler. Muslim rulers also damaged the Vedic culture, but not as much as in 200 years the Britishers did. So they destroyed our Gurukul system, they made this co-education, and they started killing the cow. There was another so-called Lord Clive. He kills millions of cows. Millions of cows. Cow protection. Cows. People will drink cow's milk. And cow's urine and cow dung was used for fertilizers and pesticides. This way India was going on very nicely. But these people destroyed this. So, we are very fortunate actually, though we are unfortunate and fortunate both. Why we are unfortunate? Because we are born here in this age of Kali. The age of quarrel, the age of hypocrisy, age of fighting, age of backbiting, age of so many vices. This is the beginning of Kali Yuga. 5,000 years back, Kali Yuga has started. See so many downfalls, so many flaws, people are going away from the Vedic culture, which is the only culture available on earth. This is the only culture. You won't find Vedic culture anywhere in the world. This culture is the oldest and ancient. They are saying in English, old is gold and gold is never old. This culture is old, it's a gold, but gold is never old. Doesn't matter how old gold you have, it's a gold. Maybe millions of years old, still it is gold, same value. So, this culture, you know, those who are not followers of this culture, malichas, unclean, yamanas, they try to destroy this culture. But what is the fortunate thing is, Lord Sri Krishna is very kind, very merciful. He sent his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to establish the Vedic culture again on this planet. I had a good opportunity to personally associate with Prabhupada twice, 1975 and 1977. He gave me the opportunity to be his personal servant. Such a great soul is very rare. He was not from this world. He was from the spiritual world. So he has given everything very nicely, like he made the Vedic culture easy. Based on the scriptures. It didn't concoct anything. There's no concoction. But due to the influence of Kali Yuga, whatever you can say, this culture was not present as it is, distorted. Some so-called Brahmins, they think that only we people can follow this, nobody else. But this is not in our scripture. These four varnas, chaturvarnam maya system, guna karma vivagasham. Four varnas and four ashramas were made by their qualities, guna and karma, by their actions. Not a janma karma. So some so-called Brahmin, they said, no, those who are born Brahmin, I was hearing Prabhupada lecture, those born a Brahmin family, but he's doing the business of a cobbler. He claims I am Brahmin. Another very good example Prabhupada has given. One is born, qualified advocate, lawyer. If he is not practicing law, then he is no more liar. One has to practice this. Brahminical. So the so-called Brahmins, they misguided the masses and there was a downfall. And this, you know, foreign invasion, these people tried to destroy this Vedic culture. And again, in very, very unfortunate thing was this, our patriots, they sacrificed their life for the sake of their nation. Bhagat Singh, Chandrasekhar, Rajguru, so many, they died for the nation. They drove away the Britishers from India. But unfortunately, those who took over, those who were from this country, they made this dharma sapeksh, this dharma narapeksh, no dharma. Dharma narapeksh means no dharma. Yato mat tato pat. So this was very unfortunate. British time, they tried, you know, to destroy this culture like anything. But many places they were not so bad. But our own people, they finished the culture. No dharma. Dharma narpeksh. Once Prabhupada happened to visit England. He was at the airport, Heathrow Airport. One press man came to Srila Prabhupada and his question to Srila Prabhupada was, what for you have come to England? These Britishers think that England belongs to their father. Nobody else can come. Prabhupada was so genius, so transcendental personality. He paused for a little bit and then said, you Britishers ruled India. He couldn't deny his truth. And you stole everything from there. That is also truth. I have seen the British Museum, you know, old scriptures, written, handwritten scriptures. They are lying in the British Museum. Amazing how they were writing, just like a print, but a handwritten. You people stole everything from India, but you forget one thing. This white guy is wondering, what we forgot? He said, what we forgot? Prabhupada said, you forget the culture. You didn't bring Indian culture with you. I have come to give you this culture. So his mouth was shut, you know. He couldn't say anything further. So Srila Prabhupada is a gift of Krishna to the whole world. You have to little slow. Huh? Not so loud. If you want to loud, then you have to go little back. Little slow. So, we should follow Prabhupada very strictly, very seriously. And he has started this Gurukul system also. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanti Guru Hitam. He established the first Gurukul in Dallas, Texas. By his mercy, we also have one Gurukul in Udhampur. Boarding, lodging, children are staying there. And they come to Mangalarti, they chant Hare Krishna. Then they go to school. So devotees, we should follow Prabhupada very seriously. He is the savior of this Vedic culture. So, many people were concocting, many Brahmins were concocting. They were not qualified Brahmins, they claimed that we are Brahmin. And people were also accepting them till Prabhupada opposed them. Once I was in one place in Punjab, Pathankot, there was one Sadhu Sammelan. I was also invited there. The organizer of that Sadhu Sammelan happened to meet me in England, and he had my address and he invited me there. I went there. So there Shankaracharya also has come, one Shankaracharya, I think maybe from Puri. So out of respect for Shankaracharya, I went with Prabhupada's books to see him. When I went to see him, he was in the bathroom. I was waiting, then when he came out of the bathroom, when he saw me, he was furious. He started shouting, screaming and yelling. He said, "Your guru has spoiled this Hindu culture." I said, "Shut up. You people like you are spoiling the Hindu culture." I don't know. I never got so angry. And I just, you know, blasted him. See, he is sitting on the seat of a Shankaracharya, but he is criticizing Prabhupada. Why? What Prabhupada did, he accepted everyone. Everyone belongs to Krishna. Krishna is saying, "Sarva yonishu kaunteya, aham bija pradapita." I am the seed-giving father of all the jivas. Krishna is our real father. Not only Hindus are the children of Krishna and others are not, no. And anyone can be a devotee. In the past it's seen, you know, there was one Muslim lady. She was a princess or queen. Her name was Taj Bibi. She was given the title of Meera. She was just like a Meera. And she wrote very nice song about Krishna. "Shail jo shabila sab rang me rangila bada, chit ka adila sabu devtaon se niyara hai." Then he's saying, I have given up namaz and I have, you know, accepted this puja, dev puja. "Hun to Mughalani Hinduani ave rahungi main. I am born in a Mughal family, but now I will stay as a Hindu one." So many Muslims were pure devotees also. Many devotees, many were devotees of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave the same, you know, instruction to us. Prabhupada said, "Anyone who preaches to the Muslims, I will take the dust off his feet." Actually, Brahmins, they didn't accept many Muslims. They wanted to come back. They have become Muslim? No, they are condemned. No. So, Prabhupada can unite the whole world. That whole world can become Krishna conscious, provided we follow the Prabhupada. Four things Prabhupada said. We should all remember these four things. First thing he said, my books are the basis. Prabhupada's books are transcendental. Second thing he said, preaching is the essence. Third, he said, purity is the force. How the purity will come? When we will work for Krishna selflessly, not accepting anything in return. In the TKG's diary, many of you might have gone through, I found one quote by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada spoke very strongly about our society not existing for the purpose of sense gratification. This was in connection with paying salaries to devotees and supplying special facilities for Krishnas. Srila Prabhupada stressed that Krishna consciousness meant Vairagya. One who was not interested yet in developing Vairagya could not be maintained by the society. Otherwise, the whole institution would become weaker. If Grihasthas were rendering essential service, the temple could provide living facilities, but they had to work voluntarily, not for salaries. If we work selflessly for Krishna, Bhagavatam is saying, Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhakti adhokshade ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasitati. Devotion, this is the business of all the living entities, to perform devotional service to Sri Krishna, to become a devotee. What kind of devotional service? That devotional service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation, no interruption. Bhagavatam. And what Lord Gauranga is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the role of his own devotee, Apani Achari Prabhu Jivare Shikhaye, by his own action, Lord is teaching us. What is he saying? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarem, kavitam ba jagadish kame, mam janmani, janmani ishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahit kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Nor do I desire a beautiful woman. Nor do I want any number of followers. Then what do you want? Everybody wants these things. What do you want? I only want your causeless devotion service. No cause. Birth after birth. So we should be only desiring serving to Krishna. Nothing in return. If we serve Krishna, my Lord Krishna, I am serving you. So in return, I should marry this beautiful girl, you know. I like her. What is this? Business. Krishna doesn't like the business. He likes the unalloyed devotional service. Devotional service to the Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. My Lord, you are the owner, controller and enjoyer of all the planetary system, but I am very poor. Give me at least few million rupees. No. Krishna knows what you, first we should deserve, then desire. We should only desire service to Krishna, which should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Lord Chaitanya is saying, I don't want these things. These things are all material. With the end of this body, everything is going to be ended, you know. If I have millions of rupees, big house, nothing is going to help me. But if I have Krishna, Par karenge naiya, re bhaj Krishna kanaiya. You worship Krishna, he will take you other side of the your boat. He will deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. Worship Krishna. And Lord Shiva, what he says, Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam, iha sansare bahudustare, kripai pare pagi murare, bhaj govindam, bhaj govindam, govindam bhaj murmate. You're dying again and again, you're taking birth again and again, coming in the womb of your mother again and again. This is a bad effect of this material world. This iha sansare bahudustare. Now, while you are in this body, though you are temporarily in this body, you try to have the mercy of Murari. Lord Sri Krishna killed the demon Mura. He's called Murari. Krishna Murari, Girvar Dhari. I will say Krishna Murari and all of you will say Girvar Dhari. I will say Krishna Kanaiya, you will say Rasa Rachaiya. కృష్ణ మురారి గిరివరధారి కృష్ణ మురారి గిరివరధారి కృష్ణ కనయ్య. We have to worship Krishna. We have to please Krishna. He is our father. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Aparadha Shunya Hai Laho Krishna Naam, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna is our everything. And we should worship Krishna. We should come to the shelter of Sri Krishna and perfect our this human form of life. Lord Shiva is saying, you're dying again and again, taking birth again and again. Krishna has killed the demon Mura, very powerful demon. Come to his shelter. He can only deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. Nobody else can deliver you. So, this is the purpose of life. Though those who are envious of this culture, Malachas, Yamanas, they are trying to destroy. Once I was in New York, and I met one Muslim chap there. So Prabhupada said, we should preach to the Muslims. I was talking to him. He said, me and then one Zakir Naik, I think he's banned to come to India, cannot come to India now. He said, we are trying to make India as a Muslim country. We are trying, converting people. So, we have to spread the teachings of Prabhupada. We have to spread the teachings of Prabhupada as it is Bhagavad Gita. Only Krishna can deliver us, nobody else. Nobody else said, and nobody can deliver us. We can only be delivered from the cycle of birth and death by Lord Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our Vedic culture was designed in a such a way from the age of 5, little boy will go to the school, Gurukul school he will go, and Guru will teach him the purpose of life. Purpose of life is not to eat, drink and be merry. Purpose of life is to become a devotee of Krishna. Purpose of life is to come to the shelter of Krishna. Guru will teach him. And Guru will teach him without expecting anything in return from that boy. It's mentioned in the scripture, education should not be given by taking money, and we should not have education by paying some money. Teacher, guru should be working selflessly. They used to give the true knowledge to their students. Like Krishna has mentioned in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Raj Vidya, Raj Guyam, Pavitram Midam Uttamam, Prataksha Vagam Dharmayam, Susukham Kartam Abhyam. Arjun, that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita I am giving you is the king of knowledge, Raj Vidya. Why is the king of knowledge? Because it is giving you the information of soul and super soul, telling you about the soul. Nowhere this education is there about the soul. People are only thinking of this body and everybody is trying to enjoy this body. More they try to enjoy this body, more they get entangled. And the more they suffer like anything. So this material world is place of suffering. As it is mentioned by Krishna, Mamo Petya Punarjanma Dukkhalyama Shashvatam. Those who are born, they are going to die. Prabhupada used to say that this material world is a slaughterhouse. Doesn't matter how many animals are taken to the slaughterhouse, 1,000, 2,000, they will all be slaughtered. None will return alive. Same way those who are born here, doesn't matter whether we are born in Bombay or Calcutta or Delhi or anywhere, we are going to die one day. And this material world is a place of miseries. We should not be doing anything here other than cultivating Krishna consciousness, other than coming to the shelter of Krishna. Krishna is called in the Bhagavatam Adhokshagaya. Adhokshagaya means we cannot approach Krishna with our blunt materialistic eyes, with blunt senses. We need to purify our senses. And devotion service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Then what will happen? Purity will come. Force will come. Why Prabhupada was so forceful? Because he was a pure. Prabhupada also said one thing. Why the whole world is attracted towards me? Because I am free from sex desire. Prabhupada said this. So, Prabhupada is a gift to the whole world. It's a gift of Krishna. Because the purpose of life is to return back home, back to Godhead. And by following Srila Prabhupada, we can accomplish the mission of this human form of life. We can return back home without any doubt. There's no doubt in this. We can return back home. But nobody is interested in returning back home. Once Prabhupada was speaking in, I think it was, I don't remember exactly the place. Prabhupada said that if I can get 100 sincere Indians, I can change the whole world. But unfortunately, Indians are not understanding my mission. Indian wants enjoyment. No, this body is not meant for enjoyment. This body is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness. This body is meant to return back home, back to God. Through this body, we can return to our real home, back to Godhead. Lord Rishabhdev in the Bhagavatam is giving advice to his 100 sons. What he is saying? He is saying, Nayam dekha dekha bhajan na loke kashtan kam harte bidhu jamje tapo divyam putra kayena satyam shuddh ye samad brahma saukhyam tavanta. My dear sons, Lord Shivdeva, 100 sons. Now we are trying to have one or two verse. First verse, do ja teen bas, then hum door hamare do. Now we have come down one. Lord Shivdeva, 100 sons. Eldest one was Maharaja Bharat. He is giving a last piece of advice to his sons. When he is retiring from the kingdom, because teaching is the supreme Lord, apni achari prabhu jivare sikhaye, he is saying, nayam dekha dekha bhajan na loke kashtan kam harte bidbu jamje tapo divyam putra ka yena satyam shuddh ye samad brahma saukhyam tavantam. My dear sons, this body is not meant for sense enjoyment. This body is meant for self-realization. This body is meant for to perform austerity and penances. This sense enjoyment is very easily available to the hogs and dogs. Vidbujam means stool eater. Hogs also eat a stool. Dogs also eat a stool. This sense enjoyment is very easily available to these two animals, hogs and dogs, stool eaters, bidbujam. For a hog, for a dog, there is no question of mother, no question of sister, no question of daughter. Mother is also wife, sister is also wife, daughter is also wife. This is the hogs and dogs life. And we think this body is meant for this sense enjoyment. No. This body is meant for purificatory process which is mentioned here. We have to purify ourselves. We have to purify our consciousness. First of all, Kali Yuga, nobody is born Brahman. Janmana jayate shudra. Sanskar dijotama. Ved pati bhaved vipra. Brahma janati brahmana. Because there was no garbhadhan samskar, no purificatory process. Everybody is born shudra. In Kali Yuga, there is no garbhadhan samskar. Sanskar, by sanskar, he can become better than Brahman, he can become Vaishnava. This information is given to us by Srila Prabhupada and many of our predecessor acharyas, and even the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His principal disciples were from other castes. Srila Haridas Thakur Namacharya, every day we say, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Namacharya was born Muslim. But who can be like him? Out of 24 hours, 22 hours he used to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Such a great personality, Srila Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. So he was blessed by the Lord will go to him. He was so humble. He won't go to the temple of Jagannath. But Lord Jagannath will come to him every day to give his darshan. So Lord Chaitanya is a greater reformer. Again people forget then Acharya appeared. Bhaktivinoda Thakur worked very hard. Then he prayed in 1896. In future, Acharya is going to appear who is going to take this Krishna conscious all over the world. Why all over the world? This Acharya has tried to preach all over the world? Because we are all attracted towards the culture of Malichas and Yamunas. We want to become like the Western people. What is the Western culture? Eat, drink and be merry. And go to hell. And suffer there. So this Acharyas, this was the need of the time. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great personality, great Vaishnava, he also prayed. Same year Gurudev appeared. The year he prayed, same year 1896, our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada appeared. And he worked very hard, Prabhupada, to spread this culture all over the world. So, we have to follow Srila Prabhupada very seriously and sincerely. In order to become enlightened with spiritual knowledge, the boy resides within the Gurukul or ashram of the spiritual master. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has established similar Gurukulas all over the world and is issuing a great call and is issuing a great call to civilized human beings to arrange for the proper education of their children. Every young boy and girl should learn to be self-controlled. This is very important. Self-control. If we won't have control over our senses, then we will fall into a ditch. Self-control is very important. So what is this present education? Your Bombay is full of this thing. Boyfriend and girlfriend. People are becoming like Western people here in Bombay. It's not good. Those who are following the Western culture, they are preparing a royal road to the hell. No, we have to prepare a royal road back home, back to Godhead. Not to the hell. Self-control And Vedic culture from the Gurukul, very beginning, he start to control the senses. He start austerity and should become enlightened through study of authorized Vedic literature. In this way, unlike ordinary animals, insects, fish and birds, etc., an enlightened human being may take birth twice and thus become perfect in knowledge that leads to ultimate liberation. We should liberate ourselves from this cycle of birth and death. Go back home, back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Anyone can enter to the spiritual kingdom because we are all souls. There's no question of Hindu, Muslim, Christian, white, black, brown. Anyone can return back home. Our Chinese brothers, they eat everything. I happened to meet one Chinese group in Ahmedabad. And the lady, group leader, she said, I am very much worried, my brother eats everything. So in course of our talk, there was talk about what the Chinese don't eat. She said, we don't eat two things. What are those things you don't eat? One flying plane and other Samudri Jahaz, ship. These we don't, two things we don't eat. Everything else we eat. Prabhupada was asked this question. Prabhupada, what about preaching in China? Prabhupada said, China will be the last but the best. Preaching is going on in China very nicely. I can see the three ladies from China. From China? Very good, very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada bless all of you. All the Chinese devotees. So, Prabhupada predicted. Now, they don't take even onion and garlic, what to speak. There was one disease came in India also, came from China, SARS, from the cats. They were eating cats also. They eat dogs, cats, everything they eat, except two things. The word Anu Purvayat in this verse indicates the system of samskara. Our purificatory rites, beginning with Garbhadan samskara. Garbhadan samskara is very, very important. In our Krishna consciousness movement, householder must perform the Garbhadan samskara. And the purification of the sexual act. Generally, Shudras and those who do not know, do not follow the Vedic system, are not attracted to such purificatory ceremonies. Therefore, they remain ignorant of spiritual life and envious of the bona fide spiritual master. Those who are not following this Vedic culture and this purificatory process, they remain envious of this bona fide spiritual master. Those whose character has been civilized by a systematic cleansing process give up the tendency to be argumentative and whimsical and instead become submissive and eager to learn in the presence of the bona fide spiritual master. So, very, very important. Follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Spread this Krishna consciousness. And this Krishna consciousness is for everyone. And very scientifically, Srila Prabhupada has explained in his books. And now it's the duty of all of us. And Lord Chaitanya has given the duty to the Indians. Bharat bhumi te munish janam hoile yaar, janam sartha karo kari parupakar. Those who are born here in India, they should perfect their life. How? By becoming doctor, by becoming PhD? No. By spreading this culture to others. By becoming, first becoming Krishna conscious of ourselves, then spread to others. Janam sarthak karo, kari parupakar. Parupakar means tell people about Krishna, tell people about soul, super soul, the purpose of life. This is the parupakar. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is a very glorious mission. Srila Prabhupada is very glorious, and we should follow them wholeheartedly and help others to follow this. Thank you very much, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. We are very thankful to Maharaj that he has come and given us a very powerful class. We hope that in future also he gives us association. So let us once again thank him by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
No question?
Any question if anybody has, you can ask.
If you have no question, then there is no answer. I think they are all agreed. They convinced. They have no question. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.